some of you, how many of you have experienced when your battery dies on you? And they do what? A jump start. How many of us would really say, at times we need a jump start? Amen. Thank you, Brother Roel, for preparing us. Amen. We need to be focused on the Word of God. God wants that your time coming here will not be made useless or futile. So let's ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. At times, you know, there might be some things that can come through our minds, thoughts, as far as what we need to do after the service or what lies ahead for this week. Give it to God. Give it to God first. And so, Lord, say it to God prayerfully, deep down in you. Lord, I need to hear from you today. Amen. So if you're ready and if you are physically able, please rise up as we honor Jesus, who is the Word of God, and turn, please, your Bibles or your apps in your smartphones to Colossians. We're going to read the entire chapter of Colossians. There's so many verses that you and I would read today, so we need to be focused. Amen. Praise God. Colossians chapter 1. Glory to God. Colossians 1. Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. So it tells us where the source of grace and peace comes from. Where? From God the Father. We always thank God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ when we pray for you because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven and that you have already heard about in the word of truth. Brother Roel, can you help? Sila, Sister Juliet, sa Colossians. Verse 5. The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you where? In heaven. And that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel that has come to you. Let me pause here for a while. Heaven is real. When you and I say that the Word of God is true, it's truth, and it mentions heaven, so heaven is a real place. But heaven is only made for those who have Christ in their hearts. So we would always want everyone to have that guarantee and assurance that you know where your eternal destiny would be. And so we pray that this day, if there's anyone, you know, you might come to church every time, but you don't have that relationship with the Lord. Because you have not accepted Christ yet. Let this be the day. And so it tells us, verse 6, that has come to you all over the world. We love this. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth. You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf. And who also told us of your love in the Spirit. How many of us are thankful for people that God uses? Amen. In the work of the Lord. Amen. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God. Here we go. These are the things that we should pray for one another. Let's ask God to fill us with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding. Verse 10, and we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please who? Him, God. We're here to please Christ in every way, in every way. Bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. God wants us to grow up spiritually. Verse 11, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might. We need the power of God for these things. Look at this. And that power is made available for us. We need what? That you and I may have what? Great endurance and patience. We need that today. And joyfully giving thanks to the Father. We need to learn how to be thankful to God, who has qualified you and me to share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light. For He has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. Who is this? This is Jesus. So now we are talking about the supremacy of Christ. Hear me. Hear this. This is so important. Because what determines whether you and I will go to heaven determines what will you do with Jesus. Who is Jesus to you? Who is Jesus to you and me? Praise God. Look at this. So let's hear what the Spirit of God is telling us. Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by Jesus, all things were created. So God created you and me. For by Jesus, all things were created. Things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by Jesus and for Jesus. So the clear truth is that you and I were created for Christ, to give Him glory, to give Him honor. Verse 17, He is before all things, and in Him all things hold together. Do you know why there's order in the galaxy? Because of Christ. He holds things, all things together. Verse 18, and Jesus is the head of the body, the church. Jesus is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything Jesus might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all His fullness dwell in Christ, and through Christ to reconcile to Himself all things. So if you want to be reconciled with God, you need Jesus, because Jesus is the way. We sang that. Look at this. And through Jesus to reconcile to Himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven. Look at this. By making peace, how? Through His blood that Jesus shed on the cross. Very, very important. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Once you and I were alienated from God and were enemies, how? In your minds, because of your evil behavior. That's why we have to guard our thoughts. But now He has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in His sight, without blemish and free from accusation. Isn't that wonderful? That when you and I receive Jesus and receive what He has done at the cross, no matter what we have done in the past, now we are what? Considered holy in the sight of our Father God, without blemish. Wow. Look at verse 23. If you do what? Continue. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Now I rejoice in what was suffered for you, and I fill up in my flesh what's still lacking in regard to Christ's affliction for the sake of His body, which is the church. I have become its servant by the commission God gave me to present to you the Word of God in its what? In its fullness. So we're not here to choose and pick what we want to hear. We need to hear the whole counsel of God. The mystery that has been kept hidden for ages and generations, but is now disclosed to whom? To us. To them, God has chosen to make known among the Gentiles the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. And lastly, we proclaim Him, Jesus, admonishing and teaching everyone with all wisdom, so that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. Last verse. To this end, I labor, struggling with all His energy, which so powerfully works in me, in His power. Father God, we thank You for Your Word. How much we need the Word of God in our lives. How much we need Your Holy Spirit to give us understanding today. Help us to be focused, Lord God, and help us to hear from You today. And above all, grant us the grace to obey You as You speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please be seated. Amen. Now, I want you to turn to another verse. We're going to look at several points. Romans 13, that's after the book of Acts. It's okay if you're just starting with the things of God, and you don't know where the book is, it's okay. We're all students of the Word. As you and I browse through our Bibles, we get familiar with the books in the Bible. Amen? Praise God. Romans 13, we're going to start with verse 11. We need the Word of the Lord. Romans 13, we're going to start with verse 11. I'm reading from the NIV version. Look at this. And do this. And do what? Understanding the present time. In the New King James Version, it reads what? Knowing the time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. Let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of what? Light. Let us behave decently as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and debauchery, not in dissension and jealousy. Verse 14. Rather, clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and do not think how to gratify the desires of the sinful nature. When the verse started in verse 11, it says, and do this, and do what? Understanding the present time. There has never been such an urgency. Never been such an urgency for us to have an understanding of the times that we are living in. Let me say that again. I can never overemphasize this. There has never been such an urgency and the heightened awareness for us, the need for us to have an understanding of the times that we are living in. You know, how important is your watch to you? Some of you, I don't wear watch, but I have it in my phone, you know? And when I work, my computer has on that bottom portion the time. How important is your watch to you? Okay, for those who work, you would even set your alarm, right? So, because for you to get up and to be there on time. What else? What do you need the watch for, or the clock? If you have an appointment, you don't, and that appointment is so important to you, what do you do? You even mark it in your calendar, no? You encircle it, or it's a smartphone, you even have what, like a reminder? Do you tell Siri? Sino si Siri? Hindi ho. Some of you are so tech savvy. You use all features of your smartphone to remind Siri. Remind me, I have an appointment, right? So because you don't want to miss it. Now, when the Word of God tells us, look at this, and it says there's a call for us to do this, and that is what we need: the understanding that comes from God. It's not human understanding, hindi po based on our own way of thinking, but it's given an understanding that comes from God to understand what? The present time. And it says, the hour has come. What has come? The hour has come for us to do what? To wake up. To wake up from our slumber. How many of us, we love to sleep? Let's be honest. Oh, that's what I love about Saturdays on my day off. Oh, I can sleep in. Oh, my goodness. Oh, can I tell the group that were here last Friday prayer meeting, the coffee, ano yung tawag dun? Barako coffee, it didn't work. As soon as I got home, I was so sleepy. they would say if you drink too much caffeine, you would lose your tendency to sleep. No, not for me, because I love to sleep. But hear me out. But God is telling us to wake up not from our physical sleep, but God is telling us to wake up from our spiritual slumber. Because there is this part of us that needs to be awake. There's this part of us that needs to be alert, and that is our spirit. You know, every time you and I would have this opportunity, whether you do it on your own, you do your own private reading of the Word of God. You know, I do that also on my time. You know, I work, but every opportunity I get, I have a small pocket of Bible on top of my desk. I would even use that time for me to read. And can I say this to you? There would be moments when I would read the Bible, and wow, and there would be this, through the help of the Holy Spirit of God, there would be a revelation of who God is. There will be moments that I would be just in awe of God's presence, of God's bigness, and yet mindful of my life. There would be moments wherein He would speak to me, and there was one portion wherein when I was reading the book of Daniel, and what grabbed my heart was how God is not pleased with pride. Pride is when we say, oh, I can do it on my own. We won't say that. I don't think we would say that direct. God, I don't need you. No? But our actions would speak of that. When we don't set aside time for God. When we neglect to have time with the Lord in prayer. When we neglect okay, I'm not going to go. But can I say this? Because how there is such an importance of knowing the truth that comes from God's Word. The truth. Because the Bible says the Word of God is truth and it has the power to set us free. Set us free from what? From every lie that Satan has put in our minds. We read that in Colossians, how evil behavior starts in the mind. God has given us the ability to make choices in our lives. We always say this. God never intended us to be robots. He wants a kind of relationship wherein you and I would make a conscious decision for God. He gets pleased when you show up in church. Right? You know that? God is pleased when you set aside time for God. Amen. God is pleased when you and I would find time to worship Him, whether it be on our time. How many of us would say that life is busy? Yes. Even for those grandparents, for those of you who are retired, life can be busy. Why? Doing so many things at home. At times, probably you're starting to pray, and then it's like, oh, I have to do this. Oh, magsasaing ako, magluluto, oh, maglalaba. Oh, I've got to wash this. Right? Right? And all of those things are, they're not bad in itself, but it can pull us away from time with God. Distractions, do we live in a society that is full of distractions? Yes. Honestly, how much do you value your smartphone? Let's say you left the house. Oh, you're driving. Uy, where's my smartphone? How many of you would go back? Make a U-turn. I have to get my phone. No. Some of you would say no. How many of you would say and go back? Thank you for the honesty. My coworker at one time forgot her smartphone. Oh, she felt. Oh, she was angsty. Oh my gosh, she couldn't concentrate. Oh, I have to call someone and I don't even know the number. You call them smartphones. Yes. They make us what?
Smart.
Fill in the blanks. I use that because we live in a society wherein that invention of technology that we find so valuable can be a distraction in the ways of God. That's between you and the Lord, but between you and God. Because I myself have made a conscious decision to get out of Facebook. That's my personal choice. I'm not telling you not to do that, okay? It's my personal conviction. Talk about conviction, because the reason why we're saying all of these things because when the Lord says we have to understand the times that you and I are living in, the hour has come for us to wake up from our spiritual sleep because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. I grabbed this and we got this from the mail. It's Harvest, a newsletter from Greg Laurie's ministry, Harvest News. On June 10, they're going to have an outreach to reach out, a crusade. They're going to have a crusade because they do all of these efforts because of their conviction that people need to hear the message of the gospel. People need to hear the truth. And let me read you a portion of this. He confirmed what he believed in his heart, that there's still hope for America. But he said, but America needs a wake-up call. He's saying it corporately as a nation, but each one of us needs a wake-up call. We need a personal spiritual awakening. We need a corporate awakening as a nation, even as a church. Now he said, there was someone who mentioned this. He said he's the former chaplain to the U.S. Senate. The choice before us is plain. So making choices, okay? Christ or chaos? Conviction or compromise? Discipline or disintegration? What does that mean? So, Christ or chaos? How many of us would say that we need Jesus as a nation? We're mentioning this because God is alerting all of us. He said, sound the alarm. And the Word of God is one purpose of the Word is what? It serves as a warning to all of us. There will be many things in our lives that can make us like sleepy or like minsan pinapaypayan tayo. On a hot summer day, di ba? Parang when it gets hot, there's a tendency to be sleepy, no? Right? We fan ourselves. Do you know that at times the enemy would do anything, he would do anything for us to be spiritually asleep? Distractions, there are so many around us. So it's up to us. You and I need to make a conscious decision to take out the distractions so that you and I can be focused on what Christ has called us to do. Amen. Now, so Christ or chaos? Why is the Lord like steering us? Steering us. When you do the steering, there are certain elements, like when you are making your coffee. When you're making your coffee, you pour your sugar, and for you to taste the sweetness, what do? You stir it. So there was this ingredient that was poured into the coffee, and if you want it to be sweet, you need to stir it. And most of us needs a steering, because there have been gifts that have been given to us, pero we are asleep. God has called you to do this in the body of Christ, but many things, many distraction, and God needs the Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord would just steer us. And I thank God that God has been steering so many in the body of Christ to be a part of the intercession and in praying on Sundays, on Fridays, even on Sunday mornings. Praise the Lord for that, because we need it. We need to pray for one another. Amen. We need to pray for our children. I can give you all with statistics. I don't know if you watch news. There's nothing wrong about watching the news. Watching the news keeps us informed of what's going on in our lives. Everything happening around us. Parents, can I say this, please? Parents, you need to be watchful. Like a, anong tawag doon? Like a hawk. You need to be alert and see the things around your children that would harm them, not just physically, but even spiritually. You know, when I would observe children. I love the age of innocence. It's a refreshing sight. I get refreshed being around Angela's daughters. I love their innocence. But can you imagine how young as they are with their innocent young minds, but there would be influences around them that can pollute their minds. You cannot keep them at home all the time, right? Once they start to go to school, then there goes the concern of parents, grandparents, and even for us as a church about our children and our youth. Because you know what? There is a battle going on for the minds of people. We read that from the Word. We read that from the Word. How much it is so important for us to spend time in the Word of God. In the Word of God, because it's the Word of God that would equip you as a parent, that would equip us as a church to know these truths that needs to be imparted in the minds of our children. We need to wake up. We need to wake up. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And so, why? Because when we set aside the things that are important to God, we lose sight of what's right. We lose sight of what our perspective in life. I want you to turn to Isaiah, please. Isaiah. Isaiah 5. I want you to look at verse 9. Isaiah 5, verse 9. Isaiah 5, verse 9. How did the verse start? The Lord Almighty has what? Declared in my hearing. So meaning to say, the verses that we are going to read, whose words are those? The words of God. The Lord Almighty has declared in my hearing. Let's start with verse. Let's look at this. Surely the great houses will become desolate, the fine mansions left without occupants. A 10-acre vineyard will produce only a bath of wine, a homer of seed only, an ephah of grain. Woe to those who rise early in the morning to run after their drinks, who stay up late at night till they are inflamed with wine. It talks about drinking, partying. Verse 12, they have harps and lyres at their banquets, tambourines and flutes and wine, but they have no regard for the deeds of the Lord, no respect for the work of God's hands. Therefore, my people will go into exile for what? Lack of knowledge or lack of understanding. Wow. Their men of rank will die of hunger, and their masses will be parched with thirst. Now let's jump to verse 20 of the same chapter. Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Woe to those who are wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. Woe to those who are heroes at drinking wine and champions at mixing drinks, who acquit the guilty for a bribe but deny justice to the innocent. Therefore, as tongues of fire lick up straw and as dry grass sinks down in the flames, so their roots will decay, and their flowers blow away like dust. For they have what? They have rejected the law of the Lord Almighty and spurned the word of the Holy One of Israel. Hear the words of the Lord. God is telling us that when people do not carefully consider the Lord and say, God, I need you in my life. God, my life comes from you, and God, I need your strength, I need your wisdom for me to go on with my life. Whether as a single person in your decision-making, you need God in your life. Whether now you are a married person and you're raising up a family, you need God. We need God in our lives. Even as a church, we need God. We need His direction. We need His guidance. Amen. Now, look at this. And so, in verse 13, it says, if for lack of understanding, and the Word of God tells us that understanding comes. Knowledge comes from God. Now, I want you to put a mark here because we're going to connect the dots again. We're put a mark in Isaiah 5. We're going to Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs chapter 2. Proverbs 2. Thank you, Lord. Are you there with me?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, my son, if you accept my words and store up my commands within you, turning your ear to wisdom and applying your heart to understanding. See, it's not enough for us to hear the word of God. You and I need the right attitude in our hearts, and that is to have a teachable heart. God, Jesus, one of his names when he was here on earth, he's a teacher, right? Because he taught about the things of God to people. Now, it says there's a call for us to turn our ears to wisdom and to apply our hearts to understanding. And if you call out for insight and cry aloud for understanding, look at verse 4. And if you look for it as for silver and search for it as for hidden treasure, then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. Look at verse 6. For the Lord gives wisdom, and from his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He holds victory in store for the upright. He's a shield to those whose walk is blameless, for he guards the course of the just and protects the way of his faithful ones. Then you will understand what is right and just and fair and every good path. Look at verse 9. Hear what God is telling us. When you and I spend time in the Word of God, He will give us understanding. He will tell us what is right. He will tell us what is fair and just. He will show us every good path. In our decision making, at times, Lord, what shall I do, right? At times we come in a position we're in, Lord, I don't know what to do. Financial troubles, family issues, Lord, what do I do? We turn to the Lord. We ask God, Lord, what do I do? Give me understanding, give me wisdom, amen? And look at this. This is his promise. For wisdom will enter your heart, and knowledge will be pleasant to your soul. Discretion will protect you, and understanding will guard you. Before I go any further, can I just address this to the parents? When we come to church, I know that some of your kids, they have their tablets and they even have their own smartphones. There's a time for us to look into those things. When they would check on it, can I ask for your help to tell your children that when they're here, to turn it off? They could turn it on even after the service, but when there is like for Sunday school, and I know that at times you need that to kind of pacify them, because our children can be fussy and anxious. We need to pray and ask God. When you and I would talk about discipline, there's a time for everything. Please hear me out. There's a time for everything. When God has given us a time to hear His word, there's so many distractions. And when you as parents won't set that as a discipline for your children, then you know, they would say, actions speak louder than words. Actions speak louder than words. You model the example to your children. Amen. Praise God. And thank you for your help. Amen. Okay, so we, from Proverbs 2, we see, for the Lord, He gives wisdom. And from His mouth, look at this, from His mouth come knowledge and understanding. So His mouth, so how do we know what He's saying? Where do we get all of that? Thank you. It's the Word of God. Now, when we go back to Isaiah 5, when, you know, all of this, someone like Billy Graham and Greg Laurie, they are like spiritual leaders to this nation, right? Billy Graham has already passed on and is now with the Lord. And so Greg Laurie, he's like the baton was passed on to him. There's like a call, a wake-up call that needs to happen in our lives as a church and even for us as a nation. When you and I would we read this portion in Isaiah 5, and it says, "Woe to those who call evil good, and woe to those who call good evil." Are we in that condition now wherein people would call good evil? Yeah. Praying is considered evil. There's so many things. Teaching the Word of God is considered evil. Mentioning the name of Jesus is now, it's like it's a big no-no, right? And because that's because that's the spirit of Antichrist. And so that's why when these things are happening right now to us as a nation, and look at verse 21, woe to those who are what? Wise in their own eyes and clever in their own sight. What is that? That's pride. That's pride. Meaning to say, they would say, you know what, I don't need the Word of God. And like what I've said earlier, people won't say that in effect, but when they don't set aside time for the Word of God, and they're in effect saying, you know, I can manage my life. No, thank you, right? But praise the Lord that the grace of God is still at work. Amen. What you and I cannot do for ourselves, the grace of God is still here in the person of our Lord Jesus. That's why when there's a call for us to pray, how many of you would really value prayer? I thank God because, you know, I'm seeing some prayer requests being answered. But we have to understand God's timetable for everything. Our clock and calendar is different from God's clock and calendar. When God says, now is... I want us to look at another portion of the scriptures. Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. 2 Corinthians. Thank you, Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Look at verse 1. Let me know if you're there. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1. As God's fellow workers, wow. Do you know that when you become a Christian, you're now called God's co-laborer? Wow. We urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. For he says, in the time of my favor, I heard you. In another version, it says, in an acceptable time, I heard you. And in the day of salvation, I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation. Ah, what does that tell us? It tells us that, you know, we should not, it tells here to receive God's grace in vain, meaning to say when God says now is the time, now, today is the day of salvation, when people are given the opportunity to hear the gospel, to hear the message of truth that comes from the Word of God, you and I should not delay. Wag ho nating sa Tagalog ipagpaliban. Let us not procrastinate. When it comes to our eternal destiny, kung yung urgency nyo na you would go back for your smartphones when you leave the house, never leave this earth without Christ. One of the humbling truths from the Word of God is we don't own our time. Di po ba? We don't. When you and I are to make plans, the Word of God tells us how to make plans. How do we make plans? As Lord, as you will. Lord, I'm planning to take a vacation in Maui. Don't go to Kilauea. I think the lava is still... it's not a good time yet. You and I submit all of this to God. See, there's nothing wrong about enjoying life. Hear me out. Baka, you know, I don't want to create a picture that God is like, he doesn't want us to have, you know, pleasure in life. No, not at all. What becomes a problem is when you know, all of these blessings and God is not in it. Because at times those blessings can even be the reason for us to be taken away from God. At times, you know, Lord, I need a job. Oh, God, I pray for a job. And then a job offer came, and oh wow, I'm gonna get paid more. Ooh. It might be you're gonna get paid more, but when you look at the schedule, oh my goodness. I shared that with you. The reason why I share you my experiences is because God has taught me so much in my walk with God. I'm not saying here that God is not concerned when you and I go through times wherein we lose our jobs, changes in the workplace. I experienced that because as a young Christian, I started working for that company, and then just a few weeks after, we were told that the company's going to close. I know what it means not to have a means of livelihood wherein you have so many bills to pay. If God is concerned about those things. Can I say this? And so there was a time wherein I lost my job, and then there was a job offer. Oh, and then, you know, someone referred me to a place. It was a car dealership, and then, oh, yeah, yes, because in my mind, what's first and foremost was for me to earn money. And so I went there for an interview, and then, this is how much you're going to get paid. Oh, yes. I was like an eager beaver. And so, but then when the schedule says, but you are required to work from 3 to 11, I remember that perfectly well because during that time we were having our LA cell group, and I was already leading a home Bible study. And so then I said yes to the offer. Then when I went home, I was not feeling right. You know, when you have the Lord, the Holy Spirit will tell you when things are not right. I did not have peace. Yes, thank you. I did not have peace at all. And so I said, oh God, I'm so sorry. I accepted the job. I didn't even ask you, Lord, is this the one that you have for me? And so do you know that when you come to the Lord and you tell him, Lord, what do I do? Lord, what do I do? And then, you know, in my prayer, and I open my Bible, that's why I'm telling you, the word of the Lord is a lamp to our feet and a light unto our path. In decision making, we seek the Lord in the word. And so he gave me this verse, 1 Corinthians 15. It says, therefore, my dear brothers, stand firm, let nothing move you, and then always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labor in the Lord is not in vain. And so the Lord used that verse to tell me, anak, that job is not for you. And so I heard from God, and here's the thing. When we hear, we do what? When we hear, we obey. Was there a struggle? Yes. Yes. And so, Lord, what do I do? Should I just call? Or the Lord told me, go there in person. So I went. And so I kind of negotiated even the deal. It's like, you know, can you change the hours, please? I can't accept the job offer if the hours will be, let's say, from 7 to 3, like something like that. That they said, I'm sorry, that's the needed time. Hear me out. I have a pressing need. But you know, because I heard from God, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I was afraid more to disobey God rather than displease the person that referred me, because when I told her about, you know, I did not accept the job. What? You're crazy. So many people are, and he gave me all the opinions. So many people are looking for a job. You're so crazy to turn it down. You know, she's not a Christian, so I couldn't explain to her so that she would understand. And I just said, thank you so much for the offer. Probably you can refer someone else. But I explained to the person in that company that I'm doing this for the Lord, blah, blah, blah. And can I tell you this? On my way back home, the first thing that I experienced was joy unspeakable. Joy unspeakable. Remember, I was still unemployed, right? But how can I have joy? I still don't have yet the certainty that there would be money coming in. I felt first the joy of obeying God. And the second thing is, were my needs met? Yes. My needs were met. And there would be people that don't even know what was going on in my life, and they would just bless me. And then, you know what? Ako pa nga nagpapautang. Pautang, meaning to say, lending. I would hear someone that who's in need. Oh, here. Who can do that? Only God. And you know what? The time that I wasn't working yet, I got involved with missionary work. I would not have been able to grab that opportunity to be in there in the mission field, to be out there in Benguet, to be out there in places where God taught me so much about Him in that during that time. What I'm saying is, God knows what's good for us. That's why we should not rely on our own understanding. We need the understanding that comes from God Himself, because God sees the entire picture of our lives. Amen? And so you and I need to be revived. Because there's so many things in our lives we're in that can pull us away from God. Many distractions, including myself. And so because of the grace of God, do you know that God wants us to learn more about Him, His ways? We need to learn more about God. We should have, as a church, have a high regard for God. What do we mean by that? Putting God first. Putting God first. Putting God first. Time for His Word. When we read, when those times were in, people would just say to God, you know, I don't need you. We have so many people like that. Do you know, when I was looking at some news, do you know that there's a part here in America, I think it's in Salem, Massachusetts, that there are people who worship Satan. And they showed in that news the temple. It was like a 9 feet tall. It's like a goat looking statue. And there was this head of that cult that he says he was suing a government place wherein he said that they were deprived of certain benefits as Satan worshipers. If, hear me out, what happened to those people? Because when people are given the ability to make choices, he chose to have a relationship with Satan rather than to have a relationship with someone who loves him. He doesn't know. He lacked understanding. He did not have, I don't know what happened to him. I'm not here to judge anyone. But there would be so many, there's so many things around us, and Satan is all out to pollute this mind, to make us doubt about the love of God, to make us doubt whether, is that really true? Why do you spend time? Why do you even bother to come to church? Because here, when we don't set aside time for God, because the word of the Lord is our standard to know what's right and wrong. It's not based on people's opinions. It's not based on what people say. You know, we are in a culture wherein we value more what others would say, right? But it comes to a point wherein we need to value what God is saying. Is God pleased? In fact, in the book of Ephesians, let's look at the word in the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 5, verse 15. Ephesians 5:15. You know what? Let's start with verse 13. Ephesians 5, verse 13. But everything exposed by the light becomes visible. For it is light that makes everything visible. This is why it is said, wake up, O sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. How much we need the light that comes from Jesus. Look at verse 15. Be very careful then how you live. Namnamin ho natin yan. Let's meditate on that. God is speaking to us, right? He's telling us, be very careful then on how we live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Who are considered to be wise? In the eyes of God, a wise person is someone who hears the words of God and obeys them. And it gives us a picture that you and I are building our house that's built on the rock, which is solid and firm and unchanging. If you were to be asked, can you give me something here in this world that does not change? Okay, I'll give you time. Everything changes. Or just look at your picture 20 years ago with your picture now. I'm talking to myself. And some would say, oh, what happened? the way is how businesses are done, right? Right. Do you still send letters to relatives in the Philippines by mailing them? No. We don't even know how much the cost of the stamps anymore. I know.
Yeah.
Right? How much does it cost sending to the Philippines? How much does it? Hindi na natin alam, right? Because we don't do it anymore. How many of you would make your deposits by just taking a picture of your check? See, some of you are doing it, right? A lot of changes now. There's so many things that have changed in lives. And you know what? We live in an ever-changing world. But what remains constant is what? The Word of God. When people would say, you know, if I would read stories from that happened like thousands of years ago, how can that even relate to me now? No. The Word of God is timeless, meaning to say the principles found from the Word of God. It would even, it's relatable. It's applicable to our everyday lives. So it's a lie from Satan when he would say, oh, don't even bother attend Bible studies. And he'd, no. We need the Word of God. Because the Word of God will tell us what is right and what is wrong. Amen? Why? Because this world that we are living in would tell us extramarital sex is okay. What is that? Premarital sex. The Word of God says that's fornication. When you are married and you fall in love with someone and you get into a relationship other than your husband or your wife, what is that? Well, they call it an affair to remember. No, an affair to forget. No, really, I'm telling you. The world is even changing its names. Before God, it's a sin. See, it's because when people make excuses for our actions that are wrong, then that's the time that there's a breakdown between what's right and wrong. Every time people make excuses, things become fuzzy. If we do not take God's word seriously, things will be fuzzy and hazy. Without God, we are headed for a breakdown and much suffering. That's why the Lord wants us to hear His word. He wants us to, how do we value relationships? Number one, with God and with one another. When there is chaos, where do we turn? So we like untangle all of these complications in lives because of sin. But the good news is because of the grace of God, we can start fresh. Even when we failed, the good news is, and this is where we're going to end, the grace of God. The amazing grace of God. And that grace is found in the person of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we thank God. You know, when the person who penned that song, Amazing Grace, he's someone, if you know the story of that person who composed Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now was blind, but now I see. He was someone who experienced the amazing, abundant grace of God. He was a guy who was into drinking. He can be found at times in the dirt road, slump, drunk. But then his life was changed when he met Christ. That's why he said, amazing grace of God. How sweet a sound that saved someone like me. And we know what it is to be found in darkness, and yet most of us are now experiencing the goodness and the graciousness of God in our lives, His faithfulness. Amen. And so God is here to encourage us. The Word of God tells us to continue in our walk with God. There will be many distractions around us, but let's ask God's help. Lord, I need You. I need Your Word to guide me. I need Your Word to strengthen me. Wisdom and knowledge and understanding comes from God Himself. We need that understanding for us to see the times that we are living in, when the Word of God says the days are evil, and we need wisdom to redeem the time that God has given us, that we make use of the time and resources that God has given us for His glory, and so that others may also know Jesus in their lives. Amen. Let's bow down our heads and just thank God. Let's thank the Lord. In your own words, begin to thank God. Thank God for His amazing grace. Father God, we thank You that, Lord, Jesus is the exact representation of who You are. When many of us, we don't know how You are like, we begin to have an idea of what God is like because of Your Son, Jesus. He came here on earth, and love was expressed and demonstrated because, Jesus, You came so that we may be taken out of darkness into Your marvelous and wonderful light. Lord, there's one truth that people need to see and understand. Some of us, we found ourselves in that place, in a dark place because of sin. That Jesus caused us to understand that sin separates us from You. Father God, we come before You, and we don't want to come before You, Lord God, making excuses nor justifications of our actions, God. Your Word clearly tells us that, Lord, for all of us have sinned and have fallen short of Your glory. Because of Your love for us, You thought of a way that we may be reconciled with You. Because peace and joy can never be found in what this world will offer. They're just but temporary fixes and temporary alternatives, oh God, but will never satisfy the true hunger of our souls. Forgive us, God, for our pride, for ever thinking that, God, we can go on with our lives apart from You. Lord, we recognize that it's by Your grace, that's why You drew us to come, to be right here in this place, to know of Your love for us, that's why You're calling us. Lord, we thank You that, God, today, through the work of Your Spirit, You're waking us up from our deep spiritual slumber. Lord, we confess that we have allowed so many things, so many distractions in our lives, God, that, God, we have allowed them to pull them us away from Your presence, God. Father, forgive us for leaning on our own understanding when we do things our way, God. But Your heart breaks because, Lord, You know that, God, You just want us not to hurt in the long run. Open up our eyes, God, today, our eyes of spiritual understanding, that we may know how much we need You, God. And Your presence and Your instructions, they come from the Word of God, from the Bible. Lord, none of us are Bible scholars in this place, but God, we're all just hungry for You, Lord. Wanting, Lord God, to know more of You, God, and we are so thankful that You've given us Your Holy Spirit. And so, Father God, thank You for Your mercy and grace continually working in our lives, God. Even for any one of us, at times we have distanced ourselves from You because of so many negative things happening in our lives. We don't understand, Lord God, where You are in this picture with all of many problems, Lord God, that seem to magnify themselves and they're like giants to our eyes. We say, God, we need your wisdom and strength. We need your Holy Spirit to guide us, God, to take that right step, Lord God. Your word tells us, for us to know the right path, God, we need a word from you. So Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we come to you just as we are. Just as we are. If there's someone in this place not knowing the assurance of where you'll be, God is not here for, he's not a religion. He's asking to have a relationship. If you're that person and you haven't made that commitment to accept Christ as your Savior and Lord, this is the day. No one else can save us from our sins except Christ because of what he has done at that cross, the blood that he has shed. So if you're that person, just lift up your heart or lift up your hand to the Lord. And say this prayer and mean it from your heart. Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am, in need of your grace and mercy. Thank you for causing me to know that you love me so much, that you don't want me to be separated from you for all eternity. So I confess to you that I have sinned against you. I have not set aside time to read your word and to know your ways. But today, God, I receive your forgiveness through your blood, Lord Jesus. Renew my mind and my heart. Help me to value what is important to you. In Jesus' name, amen. And for some of us who have known the Lord for quite a while, we also need a spiritual revival ourselves. When we have allowed the cares of this life and God has not been number one in our lives. And so, Father God, we come before you, Lord God, thanking you, Lord, once more for your word. That it's a powerful reminder for us, oh God, that there's such a need for us to have that understanding that comes from you, that we may know the times that we are living in. Help us, oh God, to use our time wisely. Help us to see the urgency to make things right with you, God. Even when we, at times we doubt whether you care for us because so many things are going on in our lives, Lord, at times we lose that fervor, that spiritual fervor in our walk. That at times we don't have that kind of push, Lord God, even in our praying and coming to church, God. Lord, you are more than able to change that. Renew our minds and our hearts today. May we remember that, Lord, joy and peace comes alone from you. You are our faithful provider, God, in Jesus' name. And Father God, as you strengthen us in our walk with you, our prayer is that, Lord, you would just melt us, mold us, and fill us with your Holy Spirit that you may use us according to your purpose and plan. Lord, you have a word for us as a church, and that is to open up our eyes, oh God. That, Lord, our children and our young people need you, Jesus. Help us and teach us how to pray for them. Help us to be good examples to our children, God. Help us to share the word of God to them that they may know and understand, Lord God. And, Lord, nothing is too difficult for you. And our prayer is that, Lord, you would fill our children and our young people, Lord God, with the power of your Holy Spirit, oh God. Help them in their growing up, that when they reach the age of reason, that they too may accept Christ as their Savior and Lord. For us as a church, Lord God, we thank you that you're raising up people among us that would have the heart for the lost, Lord. Father God, we thank you for the obedience of your people, the generosity, oh God, that, Lord, we will use whatever you have given us, our time, our strength in our resources for the expansion of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you, God, as we receive from you today the revelation and understanding that comes from your Spirit, that from this day on we will be guided and empowered by your Holy Spirit to understand the times that we are living in, O God. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy and grace upon us, that, Lord, you are here. You are our faithful God. You have committed yourself to be with us until the end of this age. Bless your people today, Father God. We even pray for those who are not with us. Lord, for those who are sick in their bodies, oh God, we pray for your healing touch. We pray for those, oh God, who need to remember not to forsake coming to church, that, Lord, to remember that Sabbath is a holy day. We ask for those who are discouraged, Lord God, we ask for your comfort and strength to be upon them, Lord. We ask that you bring back those who have backslidden, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And above all, Lord Jesus, may you find us all faithful, pointing the way to people, to Jesus, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. Thank you, Father God, for providing for the needs of your people, because you are our faithful and bountiful supplier, oh God. And above all, thank you, God, that you are preparing us for what is much better than what this world offers, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Our God is a good God. Amen. Let's just worship the Lord together. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. Thank you, God.
Sacrifice, I see love reaching forth.